Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, presented as always by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Coming up in 20 minutes, Ian Hartitz from Pro Football Focus will join us. Their fantasy football guide is now live, Casey.
My pants just moved.
Is Lamar Jackson, is he in the running for number one pick? Nobody wants to take a quarterback early, but the guy was the sixth leading rusher in the NFL.
It's controversial.
Shouldn't Lamar be number one?
We can ask Ian about it. It's all about supply and demand. The thing is, there are so many quarterbacks that put up such good numbers. All the fantasy nerds are going to tell you to wait on your quarterback and load up on
Well, especially if your scoring is 4 points per passing touchdown. If it's six, then they're obviously more valuable.
Right.
And that's where a Mahomes and a Lamar Jackson would be more valuable in that first round.
I've done both strategies where I've held out for a quarterback in like the sixth or seventh round, and I've also drafted a quarterback early. I know this. When I have drafted that quarterback early, like a few years ago, I took Aaron Rodgers in the first round. I love it every week because I know I'm getting production.
Yeah, but it's also how does that production measure up to the player that you could have taken whenever you took Aaron Rodgers.
So I understand.
I'm going to guess when we have Ian on and we ask him if you take Lamar number one, he's going to scoff at that. He's basically going to call that a moronic type of move.
Yeah.
Even if you do get 6 points per passing touchdown.
And I know he wasn't drafted first last year. I mean, in some leagues he wasn't even drafted.
Right.
But isn't it true that a lot of teams that won their fantasy football league were led by Lamar Jackson last year?
Mine included. Yes, absolutely.
And or Mahomes.
You drafted him, like I drafted him in the ninth round. And you said some other people didn't even draft him and picked him up as a free agent, which is crazy to think of in hindsight. But yeah, that was the way last year panned out.
All right, let's go to the phones. It is Open Line Thursday. We'll get to Ian coming up at 9:20 from Pro Football Focus.
All right.
800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio.
All right, let's go to Sammy in Fairfax. Hey, Sammy, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
What up, boys? New name.
How are you, man?
What's up?
Old Guard, Washington Old Guard.
Washington Old Guard is going to be the name.
Guard?
The Old Guard, man. They. It's the 3rd Army Regiment. They're the oldest Army regiment in the United States. They do all the ceremonial stuff in D.C. They guard the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Okay. I mean, I just don't think that's going to be the name. It seems a little obscure, personally.
Everyone wants to chime in, though.
Everybody has
suggestions,
ideas, yep. Right? But it sounds like there's a very small circle that is making this decision. Snyder, Rivera, and I don't know, maybe another person or two are in the inner circle making the call.
As I said, when this all blew up immediately, all the options are terrible, all of them. And I think the vast majority of Skins fans are going to hate all of them
right.
for 10 years.
And by the way,
and then if we're all still alive in 10 years, and there's still football, and we haven't all just like, we're all not all wearing like astronaut suits. I think eventually we'll get used to it, whatever it is.
And is there any real way that Ron Rivera wants to be involved with this?
He I can't imagine.
He doesn't want to be caught up in the new
he
game.
He just wants Haskins to know the system.
He wants to develop his young quarterback. He wants to get this defense, you know, to be a top five, top ten type of defense. He doesn't want to worry about Red Wolves or Red Tails or whatever the name of the team winds up being.
Right.
He couldn't care less about that. He cares about the results on the field.
Right. Yeah, he just it's a
but he's caught up in it because there's no general manager, there's no president aside from him. He's the guy. So
but at the end of the day, what are they paying him? Are they paying like $6-7 million a year?
I think it's in that neighborhood, yeah.
It's gotta be, yeah.
So he can handle the heat. He can handle the heat for that.
I thought the report was that Rivera had discussions months ago with Snyder about changing the name.
I wouldn't be surprised if he mentioned it when they were talking.
Who knows what to believe.
Yeah. All right, that's doctored audio.
I don't go into any conversation not prepared.
Yeah, that's doctored audio.
It is doctored, but it's also funny audio. Yeah.
It's based in some truth. There was some stumbling and bumbling.
What's
maybe not
stammering?
Well, everyone's scared to say anything these days. I don't blame him.
Yeah, that's the last thing he wanted to talk about.
He thought he was going to be asked about, you know, the offensive line.
Right. Well, hopefully we get to that point here soon enough. When are they supposed to start reporting?
Late July?
I mean,
like July 28th.
Yeah, I mean, we're not that far away from it.
Well, I know this. We are 14 days away from opening day for the Nationals.
Right.
And the NBA and NHL should be right around the corner, too.
Right.
Let's hope.
It's going to happen. Baseball's going to happen, and the NBA's going to happen.
Okay,
the NFL, starting I'm not sure.
Starting is one thing. Finishing, let's hope that they finish.
Yeah. Well, the guys are going to.
It's a good sign if these leagues all finish. If they play 20 games and then the outbreak's too crazy and they just shut it down, that's a complete disaster.
By the way,
life.
Did you see one of the entertainment options for the NBA guys in the bubble?
No.
In some of the, I think it was for the Sacramento Kings. In their hotel rooms, each of the players had an adult coloring book and a pack of Crayola colored pencils.
That's horrific.
Why?
Just to help them pass the time during their quarantine.
Give them all Pornhub subscriptions.
I think at least one site was trying to drum up publicity and was offering all of the ballers and the coaches that are heading to the bubble
free access,
like VIP passwords.
Yeah, right.
What is that? The
OnlyFans? Is that what Drabby's all into?
I don't know. I don't know if he's in that or Cam Soda. I don't know what it is. I don't know what those
I've never
guys
been
are doing
on
back there.
OnlyFans.
Is OnlyFans? Is that like an individual account for each person that you're a fan of?
Yeah, yeah. You pay for access.
So it's not like one site.
No,
where
yeah.
You get access to everyone.
It's like,
It's
gotta
like
pay,
if
you got to pay for each.
Sporanic had a site.
You'd only get access to Paige.
Right. It's like Cameo for busties.
By the way, how's the Cameo going?
Yeah, what's the latest?
Well, we need a new angle. We had a big push for Father's Day.
You didn't have July 4th. You didn't have July 4th angles requests.
We kind of forgot. Slept on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You slept on Independence Day.
What's the next holiday coming up, Dravy?
Labor Day.
Labor Day is coming
Labor
up.
Labor Day.
Yeah. It's the next one.
When is that? It's like late August or early September? It's
early September generally, right?
We got some golf stuff coming up. Maybe
we're trying to noodle an idea where
maybe something for the memorial.
me, Drab, and Adam kind of get together and we do like a special cameo
Adam.
Thing.
You're still dragging
Adam?
That dead weight.
I don't know why he just brought Adam up. That pisses me off.
What's happening there?
Is Drab talking smack? Did he actually bring Adam up in one of these discussions?
No. Valdez just brought him up because I thought we agreed that we were cutting Adam out from here on out.
Right. Is that
true? We told Adam that he needs to put a little more effort if he wants to get
like,
paid
is
out.
Is he promoting? Is he doing anything
to
help?
No.
Right. He made us sizzle reel. That was mediocre.
Sizzle reel.
And then were you guys supposed to put it on social to hype it?
Yeah, but
probably.
Like he spent about 7 minutes on it.
Yeah.
He's supposed to come here like on Fridays and we were going to meet at a park or something to do some cameos. He's not done that.
Right, right.
Yeah, he's supposed to take the lead with the Zoom cameos because you know how like the 10-minute Zoom calls are like the new hot cameos that you can book. So we asked him to get in touch with our rep about that.
No response.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
We did cut him out of the last pay cut.
Yeah, we did.
Paycheck though.
Oh, all right. So you made the move.
Well, we
I got tired of it. We're sending him $150 every couple weeks for doing nothing.
Right. That's just pointless.
By the way, Drab,
I'm surprised you did that for as long as you did.
Well, Drab made me drop the news on him because Drab's, you know, that's his boyfriend, and he couldn't.
Right.
And he couldn't
doesn't
break
be the
yeah.
bearer of bad news.
Yeah. He couldn't break the news to him.
Yeah.
I felt like, you know, Adam should be kind of doing something and kind of earning his keep a little bit more. But Drab, you know, completely wants to cut him out.
Right.
Completely.
Well, I mean, he's just not a part of the show anymore. It's over. I think it's over.
He's teetering.
It's over.
He's so teetering.
Oh, he's going to be suicidal after he hears that.
No, I mean, I really like the kid, but he's not part of the show. He's in there whistling all day. he does nothing. I mean, he does his own videos, but I mean, he's a part of the show like, you know, like the person that answers phones is.
We could
he's
get him
trapped.
Yeah, I mean, like,
what are you doing?
No, I mean, like the person that answers phones at Entercom.
Receptionist.
Oh, Laurel.
Yeah. I'm, that, right?
Let's
Am
get,
I wrong?
Let's get Adam a Comrex. Let him chime in every once in a while.
I don't know
if you want to do that.
But I don't mind having a weekly segment with the kid. Kid makes me laugh.
Don't you remember the last few times he was on, he had nothing?
Nothing?
He completely bombed out.
I remember.
Nothing. Maybe, yeah. But maybe that's just because we kind of, you know, it was too impromptu. He needs to kind of prepare a little bit. He needs to mentally be right.
He needs us to give him lines.
He's not. He's obviously not a true talent. We have to, you know, we need to let him prepare properly.
Well, this is his wheelhouse. Redskins name change is his wheelhouse.
What is his take on that? Does he have one? Does he have a favorite name?
I heard him
I punched
on the air.
Him in. Well,
I heard him. I heard his show on the air. He had a bunch of calls. That was Friday night, right, Adam?
Adam, are you
fired
there?
Fired out of a cannon. Watch.
Yeah.
I'm here, guys, and I thought that Valdez and I and Drab, we were cool again. Now they just started the flames again. I'm going to have to start my own Cameo producers and get 1,000 more requests and charge $5 less so that everyone in America goes to me for cameos.
You're going to undercut them.
Oh, why don't you do that?
Please
I dare
that.
You.
I'd
that.
Love to see the competition.
Will you please do that? Yes. Will you start your own
I will undercut
fracture?
The crap out of them.
Huh?
I will undercut them, and I will do crazy requests.
Right. All right. Okay. Can you start your own undercutting tour?
You want my pants off? I'll do it.
I don't think anybody wants that.
Are you? By the way, are you allowed to do like naked cameos? Like, what happens?
Yeah, it's called OnlyFans.
Drab, what happens if people do things that are like too risque? They like kick you off.
They'll kick you off. I think
they will. Yeah. So you can't pull your Johnson out or anything. Yeah.
No.
Adam,
no.
How you holding up? Have you enjoyed things opening up in Virginia?
I haven't really gone out there that much, but I am excited to get the Junkies producers on the Zoom cameo. We're on a wait list. I have actually reached out to the rep. I'm doing my due diligence, but we're waiting behind, you know, every famous guy is on Cameo now. Every day I look, there's a new donk that's 65 years old on Cameo.
Right. So what is he lobbying for, Cakes?
I can't.
Like who?
I can't decipher.
He says we're not
Zoom,
important.
Yeah.
They want to do Zoom
He's
cameos.
Saying they're old. Oh.
He's claiming that he actually has done his due diligence and they're on a waiting list.
Oh, right. Because those guys are charging like three times more for the Zoom cameos, right?
It's 2020 and we're waiting for George Lopez to not be famous anymore.
Does anybody think
we need rim shots?
No,
but of course not. Of course
not.
Hey, real quick, I did hear your
this
show.
This is going great.
I did hear your show on Friday night for a little bit. You had Logan Paulson on the show. I thought that was a decent interview. Why don't you give the boys your take on the Redskins' name change?
I mean, it's got to change. It's about time. But the thing is I'm all about keeping the color scheme burgundy and gold. So I don't care what the name is. I'm cool with Drab's Washington Football Club. Just keep the burgundy and gold so I can keep repping those colors.
All right, Adam.
Do you have a name? Pick one name.
Yeah, what's your name?
Red Tails. I like Red Tails.
Right.
That name stinks on
There's
ice.
A tribute to D.C. Benjamin O. Davis Jr. was born and raised in D.C.
Thank you.
I did hear Adam say that if one person is offended by something, the name should change. Or they should be canceled.
Right. I don't want to kill the guy, but he was out of his depth a few times when callers challenged him on things.
Oh, he really
was. He had
was,
no idea. Huh? I think somebody mentioned you know, the term lawn jockey, and he had no idea what that was. You know, there's just many times he's out of his depth.
I heard that. He goes, should I dump that? I think I got to dump that.
You know, but I'll give him a little credit. I listened. There were a bunch of callers. It was a hot topic, and I heard the Logan Paulson interview.
All I know is the producers are seriously hurting their profit margin by having him on the cameo.
Oh, I would nix him.
I wish you could have been a fly on the wall during the discussion that me and Drab had about it.
Yeah. You should have recorded it.
He was defending him.
Well, because we feel bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
pity.
it's not his fault that all this happened.
Right.
But he's getting screwed.
Right.
And then you know, me and Drab are crafting an email, like, to Adam that trying to sound professional and everything.
Where you fire him?
Yeah, basically our email firing him from Cameo.
Well, why don't we just fire him on air?
What, from the show or from Cameo?
That pretty much happened.
Yeah, just
oh, it's already happened.
Yeah. All right, so then that's it. He's done. He could start his own undercutting tour. He could start his own Cameo. He could undercut you guys.
I like how Drab gets the mic muscles, where he can tell Adam that he's gone, but he can't do it behind the scenes.
Well, of course, it's awkward.
I can relate to that.
Well, that's why I asked you.
I can't relate to that.
Yeah, tough guy on air.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus will join us. They've come out with their fantasy football guide. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Joined now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline by Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus, who now has the fantasy guide live on Pro Football Focus with all of the rankings and everything. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Draft Guide is live, so make sure everyone out there, you know, go get that before draft's coming out in August. This is our last time really jammed before things get real.
Right.
You guys might have ruffled some feathers, yes, a couple days ago with your post at PFF on Twitter. Terry McLaurin is the best wide receiver in the NFC East. That's going to upset a lot of Amari Cooper truthers in Dallas. Tell us why you have McLaurin on the top of the heap in the NFC East.
I mean, look, you kind of go around the NFC East, and with all respect to Cooper, maybe it is a little bit weaker in terms of the alpha number one wide receivers in some other divisions, but I don't want to take anything away from Terry McLaurin because truly last year, I mean, if you're only going off of the 14 games we had from McLaurin in 2019, I think he probably does deserve to be at the top of that. I mean, just the things we saw him do as a route runner in legit matchups, you know, against Darius Slay, Byron Jones early on in the season, turning around, just all pros. And I think, you know, if anyone that watched a couple Washington games, obviously he wasn't getting league best quarterback play. I mean, it was such an absurd storyline to start the season because McLaurin just went absolutely nuts with Case Keenum under center. And then Haskins comes in, you know, not the greatest situation with Bill Callahan taking over and that stuff. And, you know, McLaurin doesn't quite put the same numbers for a few weeks. And we had this, you know, storyline going that he couldn't do anything with Haskins. Case Keenum was the McLaurin whisperer. But then what happened at the end of the season? We saw McLaurin go 4 catches, 57 yards, 1 touchdown, 130 yards, and another touchdown. And end of the season, 7 catches, 86 yards, and 0 touchdowns, all with Dwayne Haskins under center. I mean, just the amount of separation he was able to create almost on a moment's notice proved he could do it with, you know, 2 QBs that I don't think anyone would mistake for average quarterbacks at this point. Going into 2020, there's no real differences in this passing game in terms of just, you know, alpha targets that are really going to take his role. I mean, we've already seen greatness from Terry McLaurin. I think the best is still yet to come.
What are your expectations for any of the running backs on the Redskins?
Oh, my gosh. All 20 of them or something.
Model, right?
I mean, right.
Oh, my gosh, guys. And look, like, nothing against any of these. This Darius Geis, like, the amount of highlights this guy has for a dude with under 50 career touches is just madness. But I just don't know if we can really expect this big fantasy role for him. I mean, last year when he did get healthy, even when he was having, you know, that massive game against the Panthers and making some good run against the Jets and otherwise, like, Adrian Peterson was pretty much on the field just as much. And, you know, we've seen AP over these years. Now, we had that brief Saints experiment that turned sour pretty fast. I mean, I don't think he would be in Washington this year if he didn't have some sort of guarantee on getting the rock. And, you know, you look beyond that, Bryce Love should be healthy this year. They felt the need to sign Peyton Barber. I've heard J.D. McKissic murmurs here and there. The one guy that really excites me, though, is, you know, your second-round rookie running back, Antonio Gibson. And, you know, I'd be interested to hear if you guys have any kind of insider info on his role because, you know, coming out of once he got drafted, it seemed like we were kind of hearing more 2 RB sets. You know, he'll find his way in. But, you know, I know he was mostly a receiver on Memphis. He definitely had a gaudy, you know, yards per carry total, too, and he did his thing as a running back. But I was hoping for more of a wide receiver role with a little bit of running back carry usage mixed in because the wide receiver core is just so wide open. So maybe Antonio Gibson, if he can get, you know, kind of a true Percy Harvin hybrid-esque role, could make some fantasy noise in that backfield. But otherwise, it's just so muddled.
All right, so let's talk about the top of the first round, Ian. I'm guessing you're not pro quarterback in, you know, like a standard league. You know, we were actually talking about it last segment. You know, Mahomes obviously would put up huge numbers. If it's a 4-point passing touchdown league, then you obviously want to kind of devalue that a little bit. But what if it's a 6-point touchdown league? What kind of value to put on Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, who obviously had a huge year last year? Where would you put those? Where do you slot those guys, first or second round, maybe even deeper, if it's 6 points per?
Certainly helps him with the 6 per, and, you know, I think we can start talking maybe at the back half around 2, but I'm probably still going to be trying to get just my workhorse running backs or, you know, wide receivers with that 150-plus target projection as early as possible. And just in terms of Lamar versus Mahomes specifically, I mean, our PFF projections have them within 8 points of each other. So, you know, if someone wants to rank Mahomes over Lamar, Lamar over Mahomes, like, you definitely have, you know, a strong rationale for doing so. Personally, I'm on the Lamar train just because this rushing upside is it's ridiculous, guys. I mean, his average of 61 rushing yards per game, all-time high for quarterbacks, but that's even misleading because he had those 9 games as a rookie where he was still backing up Flacco. In his starts, Lamar Jackson's averaging 81.6 rushing yards per start. Only Zeke Elliott, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, and Chris Carson have averaged more rushing yards per game over the last 2 years. You're literally almost getting RB1 production, and then anything else Lamar is able to throw is just like icing on the cake. It's you know, the dual threat quarterback is pretty much becoming, and it already is, what, you know, the receiving friendly running back became to PPR league. And that's pretty much a fancy cheat code.
Joined by Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus at iHarditz on Twitter. Don't you think Lamar, though, is due for some negative touchdown regression in 2020? Or is that just because he had such a great year, like, it's just expected he's going to take a step back in 2020?
Yeah, he's definitely going to as a passer. I mean, he had a 9% touchdown rate last year, and we've only seen 8 QBs post a rate above 8% since 2000. Among those 8, only Aaron Rodgers even surpassed 6.5% the following year. I mean, this is what happened to Mahomes last season. He was absolutely incredible in 2018. He was still incredible in 2019, but we just have not seen quarterbacks keep this 8 to 9% touchdown rate. So, yes, that's almost certainly going to regress, even if and when Lamar, you know, takes real-life steps forward as a passer. But, again, it just comes down to that insane rushing upside. I mean, this guy has set the NFL record for rush attempts by a quarterback in back-to-back seasons. And even if they take the foot off the gas a little bit, the gap between him and it'd probably be Josh Allen in terms of the next most kind of scrambling heavy quarterback, it's just so wide that, you know, even if Lamar loses a little bit of the rushing upside and his touchdown rate drops, I mean, he's still got a wide gap between him and Mahomes, I feel like.
All right, so let's talk about the top of the draft. Let's start with the running backs. McCaffrey had 23, almost 2,400 total yards and 19 touchdowns last year. All right, but he's got a totally different coaching staff. He's got Matt Rhule in there. He's got Joe Brady as his OC. I imagine McCaffrey's still going to go 1-1 in most drafts. How do you feel about him and his numbers and his projections?
Yeah, I think he should be going as the 1-1. I mean, look, each of McCaffrey, Saquon, and Zeke are dealing with some coaching staff shakeups. And, you know, CMC, he did just get that big contract. And I think we've seen, you know, enough just overall skill from the guy to, you know, it'd be wild if they're just pulling him off the field for Reggie Bonifant or any of these other guys too often. I mean, full 6 PPR points, more than next highest scoring skill position player last year. And, you know, we do need to be careful when we are projecting guys into a new offense. But in this case, it could even be a positive. And especially just going from Kyle Allen to Teddy Bridgewater. I mean, hey, Allen got thrust in a pretty tough situation, you know, not knowing he was even going to be the starter until the Cam injury really surfaced early on in the season. So, you know, rookie quarterback, things are tough there. But, I mean, Teddy, for all the kind of crap he gets about checking down, I mean, you just pull Teddy's numbers up and he's was a top 15 quarterback in pretty much any efficiency stat last year. So I think he's going to have no issues with getting the ball in McCaffrey. Some of the things that Joe Brady was able to do, you know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, LSU, you know, should be really encouraging for everyone. Just think about the possibilities of McCaffrey and this offense. Honestly, I'd be a little more worried about DJ Moore in the wide receiver pecking order than McCaffrey this year, because I think he's still the engine of that team in general. How the rest of it shakes out is a little more questionable to me.
He and a guy who was a league winner for a lot of teams last year was scooped off the waiver wire. Kenyon Drake, who was miscast in Miami, misused there. Then he goes to Arizona, starts putting up crazy numbers. Do you think that continues in 2020? What does his role look like in that Arizona offense?
One of like 10 guys last year just seemed to have that post Adam Gase breakout, huh? But
yeah.
No, I'm actually really high on Kenyon Drake. He's my RB6 overall. He's that first guy after, you know, that kind of clear cut tier of CMC, Saquon, Zeke, Kamara, and Dalvin Cook. And the reason is because when you look at this second tier of running backs, your Derrick Henrys, Miles Sanders, Joe Mixon, Austin Eckler, Aaron Jones, I mean, all these guys are great running backs, but they all kind of have a second back that's going to be stealing snaps from them, whether it's deserved or not. I mean, Joe Mixon is anyone's idea of a three-down back, but he only had 2 more targets than Giovanni Bernard all of last season. Kenyon Drake, after those top 5, is truly like the last remaining, like, highly talented back that we should feel somewhat confident about getting that true three-down workload. Because in Arizona last year, that's what they did. I mean, David Johnson, before he got hurt, weeks 1 through 6, was playing a near every snap load. Chase Edmonds comes in 1 week against the Giants, gets a near every snap load. Kenyon Drake gets acquired. Guys, I mean, his snap rates cleared 65% every single game. He was even touching over 90% by the end of the season. So if they would have added, like, anyone other than a seventh-round pick this offseason, maybe there'd be some more concern. But, I mean, his ceiling is just as this three-down beast in an offense that had the second-best run game, only to the Ravens and most efficiency stats last year. So he was the PPR RB4 from the time he joined the Cardinals to the end of the season. And, you know, again, I just think we need to chase that ceiling. And I know you look at his career, even dating back to his days at Alabama, and he hasn't had the 200 or 250 touches, whatever that specific threshold is. But, you know, we need to focus on the most relevant split. And the most relevant split we have that we should expect moving forward is Drake working as a featured RB1.
Ian, I want to bring it back to the Redskins here for a moment. And I know this wasn't your article on Pro Football Focus. Came out a couple days ago where
all of the offensive lines in the NFL were ranked, and Pro Football Focus has the Redskins at 29th.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, guys. They're just, you know, it's, I think they've made a little bit of strides, and they're trying to, but even, I mean, the Dolphins are 32, and they did a pretty good job of, you know, adding some, you know, high round draft picks in the unit and even throughout free agency. It's just one of those things that, you know, if you're ranked very lowly in 2019 and there aren't just any massive changes, you know, to your unit, it's kind of hard to bump them up too much. You know, you hope for a continuity and you hope that maybe a more just team friendly scheme. And I think one thing we also need to realize is like how much quarterback play does have to do with offensive line performance, you know, in terms of getting that ball out and things like that. I'm not putting it all on Haskins. I think he got kind of, you know, a bad rap with, you know, being his first two games, you know, just getting thrown in, you know, thrown the fire halfway through, and then, you know, kind of having to deal with an offense that was more concerned with kind of feeding Adrian Peterson 20 carries a game than anything else. So I'm, you know, 29th, I think, is actually fair for right now, but, you know, we could definitely see them approach, you know, average with a nice little leap from Haskins and just a more team-friendly scheme as a whole.
Well, I mean, you just look at the grades that Pro Football Focus gave some of the guys. Morgan Moses with the 65.2, that's 43rd amongst tackles. Wes Schweitzer, who they brought in from Atlanta, was below that at a 56.4 grade. So it is what it is. They don't have a great offensive line. We talked about what's going to happen at running back. But the offensive line, you know, took a hit by trading away Trent Williams. They did draft Sadiq Charles, but it's going to be a problem area.
Yeah, man, look, it's going to come down to can Dwayne Haskins elevate the rest of the offense. I mean, you know, the fact they didn't feel the need to go high-end quarterback in the draft, I think it shows, you know, Ron Rivera and company have some confidence in him. And, you know, you go back and look. I mean, he had a throw against the Jets last year that didn't even count. I think there was a holding penalty or something. But, you know, dude's throwing a rocket 60 yards downfield and hitting McLaurin in stride off balance. I mean, don't forget, people, this is the guy that set the Big Ten record for touchdowns in the season, breaking Drew Brees' longtime mark. So, yeah, offensive line not great, but you know what? We're seeing the same thing with the Jets. We kind of saw the same thing with the Bills and Josh Allen's rookie year. At some point, great quarterbacks are going to kind of overcome their teammates. Could they make it easier on Dwayne? Absolutely. I really wish they would. I wish there would have been a more concerted effort to even get some, you know, better skill position receiver weapons as well. But, you know, ultimately, you know, whether or not the offensive line can be great, average, or below average, I think it comes down to Haskins.
That's Ian Harditz from Pro Football Focus. Thanks a lot for jumping on.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Good to actually talk some football.
I know. Fantasy football. Especially fantasy football. Those drafts are right around the corner, people.
I've been doing it the last couple shows, Jason.
Yep.
Cross fingers.
I know.
Need it to happen.
Well, I mean, I got that Campus to Canton League. You know, I got a college draft coming up. If it's, you know, who knows? That's probably going to be... Certainly, it's going to be affected if it's not canceled.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, hopefully we'll have NFL.
All right, one last segment. Open lines, 800-636-1067. Your chance to steer the show. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington.
I would consider Dave Richard my fantasy football wife.
Uh-huh.
Ian Harditz is my fantasy football new creeper.
Side chick?
Yeah,
he's good.
He's my side piece.
He's got some good
info.
He's
my fantasy football side piece.
He's got good info. No
he's really good.
That.
That was his first appearance on the show. Hopefully we will have more down the road.
Yes.
Look, right, real quick, a little update on the workday charity open out at, like Valdez likes to say, Murrayfield,
Ohio.
Hideki Matsuyama, who I have in one of my five golf pools, is 4 under through 9. Matthew Neesmith is 3 under, as well as a couple Aussies, Matt Jones and Aaron Baddeley. Xander Schauffele, have him in another pool. He's 3 under through 6. John Rahm, 3 under through 7. So you got a couple big names.
Who else are the big names? Because Bryson's not playing this week. Who else?
Koepka's in it. JT's in it. Phil's in it. Spieth's in it.
Good.
You know, it's a pretty loaded field. Justin Rose is in it.
Is Rory in it?
No, Rory is not.
Rory's not. Okay.
But this course, the greens look like they're running at about a 15.
Right.
And it's so tight. And the rough is crazy.
The rough is supposed to be thicker next week for Jack's tournament.
Is it? Yeah, yes. Well, it looks pretty thick now.
Yeah, I know. Just imagine it being thicker.
Bryson probably took a good week off because the way he's been, you know, he only hit 6 of 14 fairways on Sunday last week, but he was able to get to the green because it was wide open. It's not wide open at Murrayfield.
Well, I think he
also
putted his ass off.
He did.
Last week. Yeah.
By the way, every time we talk about these tournaments in Murrayfield, Valdez mentions milkshakes. Is that like a thing?
Yes, Google Murrayfield milkshake.
Yeah, I can't say it.
Or can you not say Murrayfield?
Murrayfield.
Murrayfield.
It's just, yeah. It's
just say it, Murrayfield.
Murrayfield. Murrayfield.
You can't do it.
Hilarious.
You can't do it.
Murrayfield Village.
It's your kryptonite.
Murrayfield.
Get on the Google.
All right, one last.
It's like drabby with what's
it's a hard word. It's a hard word to say.
Murrayfield Village.
Murrayfield.
Murrayfield.
You're trying to like say it perfectly. Just say it fast.
Murrayfield.
Murrayfield.
Not mirror. Mirror.
Murrayfield Village.
Murrayfield.
Just botching it.
Murrayfield Village.
Murrayfield.
Hey, you know what you should be saying? Renditions, because that's what
you're
playing
over the
weekend.
Thank you, Dave. I'll be out there Saturday.
Much easier.
Because me, my dad, and my brother.
Oh, by the way, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Very cool.
Hey, by the way, did you look up the milkshake? Look up the milkshake. Butt famous.
I'd like to have one.
They are famous.
Yeah, butt famous milkshake.
I'm sure they're famous.
Look it up.
Can Jack Nicklaus just send one to my house right now? Amazon it.
I'm sure he could.
Be melty.
If I had to go to the electric chair, I'm definitely having a milkshake in my
electric
final.
Chair.
A mirror.
Why on earth would you go to the electric chair?
I don't know. I might snap and kill somebody. I would. It would be.
That would be your last meal request.
100% chocolate milkshake. 100%.
Who would
probably from McDonald's?
Who would you like to kill right now?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have anybody.
Every
right now.
Democrat in the world.
Fake Jason Bishop on Twitter.
I think I've blocked that person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He tweets you nonstop.
Yeah. I think a lot of those I've
Let me guess. It's about COVID stats.
Yeah, I don't know. Right. I don't see it. So.
All right, one last segment, open lines, which is brought to you by Window Nation. If you're searching for new windows and doors, search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time, installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live.
It's where you live, Ricky.
Let's go to Dennis in Reston on line one. Dennis, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's me again.
Hey, Dennis.
Preaching the same thing I preached to you guys last week.
I know. You were very upset.
I don't remember. Yeah, what was Dennis's piece?
I'm even a little bit more upset now after hearing Mr. And I respect the guy a little bit. I can't remember his last name. Adam Schefter or something.
Adam
It's not time for the Redskins to change his name. He's not even a Redskin fan. Okay, half these so-called football experts from around the country that want us to change the name. We don't even listen to them as Redskin fans. We don't want the name changed. It's simple as that. And if Dan Snyder changed that name, I don't even want to see how many people will abandon the Redskins, because we are gonna feel like we've been disrespected over all the years that we've spent in the blood, sweat, and tears with this football team, and now we're finally starting to maybe get some decent personnel in, and we can do a play a little bit better this year.
Dennis, I'm going to cut you off here for a second. Dennis, listen for a second. I'm going to ask you something.
You asked for open lines, then you cut them off.
No. It's clear that he doesn't want a name change. But would you trade a name change for an owner change?
Oh, jeez.
Would I trade? No. Wow. No, I do not want our name changed. Okay, I don't care. We're going to have a good coach or we're going to have a bad coach, but you don't change the name of a football team because you got a bunch of whining crybabies from all over the country who want our name changed. And by the way, there are a lot of Native Americans who will feel disrespected for that, who like the Redskins name. It's ridiculous, guys.
Yeah, but you understand, here's the thing. You understand that when once the money starts talking, he doesn't even have a choice anymore. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. So it doesn't matter if it's right. Doesn't matter if it's wrong. Doesn't matter if he's just pandering. At the end of the day, when the money stops, it's over.
When Walmart, Target, and Amazon stop carrying your gear, that's
you understand. Yeah, I mean Dennis,
those, do you understand
speaks volumes.
Dennis, if those guys,
on from Dennis.
If those guys didn't pull out, if Nike and FedEx, they're still paying Snyder, he wouldn't have changed the name.
Right. It's the money's gone. The money's drying up, so he has to change it. So it's not even it's a moot point.
I understand why you're pissed.
It's too bad that it's a moot point. It'll be a moot point when they lose about God knows how many fans.
They've already lost 30,000, 40,000 fans weekly.
Years.
Look at the stands.
This guy, hold on, JP. I will say this. This guy's so rabid, they probably will lose a guy like Dennis.
Sure, they'll lose a little bit, but if they start winning games, if Haskins becomes legit, those stands are going to be full.
Correct, but it won't necessarily all be the same people. Like Dennis, I could see Dennis bailing.
Let's go to Ice because Drab says he's actually a Snyder supporter. Ice is in Atlanta.
Not many of them.
What's up, Ice?
Fellas, first of all, I'm disappointed.
Got like 30 seconds, so don't waste your time.
What about
Bruce? I'm disappointed, guys. Okay, I thought you guys were Redskins fans. So I love you, EB. Secondly, what has Daniel Snyder done so wrong, fellas? He's tried everything in the book.
Look at the record since he's taken over.
There's
his
a lot
honor.
Of things. Call in another time and we can go through the list. Call in
What's
another time.
Wrong? What's he done right?
Call in tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, the most
Call
consistent thing
Jason
is
desperate to hold on to him.
They've consistently lost. That's the biggest thing.
What has he done wrong?
And he's sued fans and he's sued journalists.
Is Ice serious?
Yeah.
I put him on hold, Drabby. Have to call tomorrow.
He's meddled.
No, put him on hold, and Eric can talk to him at 10:03.
Eric, I gave him your cell.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Ice, we have no Bruce today. Did Bruce not call in?
He didn't call in.
All right, we got to get out of here for EB.
Fall
Cakes,
off a boat.
Fish, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grant, Danny, they're up next right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.